First, it was driverless cars. Now we're learning that pilotless planes may soon be a reality. Uh-uh. Airbus says by 2023, they believe they'll have the technology to start replacing some cockpit crews. ABC's contributor, Colonel Steve Ganyard, says that there is some logic to the timing of this possible change.
If you combine the financial requirement of having lower labor costs with the idea that humans are making the mistakes, you have something that the airlines and the airplane makers think is very attractive. The problem is, are people willing to have no pilots in the cockpit? I think what you'll see is people at monitoring stations, much like the U.S. Air Force does with its drones now, monitoring the aircraft in flight and the airplane flying itself, taking off, flying en route, and landing all by itself in a cargo situation. And gradually, I think that people will become more used to it. At the Farnborough Air Show outside of London last week, Airbus was quite clear that by 2023, they believe they'll have the technology to begin to replace some of the cabin or some of the cockpit crews.
Oh, God, get a robot to replace that long-winded fellow.
It's just weird how... It's a business, okay? I get it. And they got to make financial decisions. And pilots are paid a lot of money, and they could probably save a lot of money. You just heard him say. It's the cost of pilots and also human error.
Labor force, yeah. So they're weighing financial income versus...
But, like, it's our lives, like, you know?
And what is, I would like to know...
A lot of these financial decisions affect our lives, like, if they directly.
If they get rid of the pilots, my thinking is... They can shrink the cockpit and then have more room.
Seats.
More room for us, the passengers.
Imagine if you had a premium Platinum Plus package where you could sit all the way up. You could literally look at a window.
The front of it.
The front. There could be a front of the plane.
I'm writing this down.
Well, and here's the thing.
I still don't want to do it.
I'm going to send the letter. I'm writing this down.
And where's our pilots at? 410-388-1098. 410-338-1098.
Shout out pilots.
I want like a pilot. Like what do you call it?
Commercial. Aircraft pilot.
I don't think these guys are doing that much to begin with. Anyway, nowadays
it's so automated.
I think it's very automated. I think once you get off the ground and you get up to like cruising altitude, you hit a button, and that thing's on autopilot.
And he's playing Candy Crush
most of the time, unless there's a weather event or some sort of event. And then maybe even when you land, I think a lot of these can land themselves too, and they just kind of monitor.
Yeah, and I saw this documentary where the co-pilot was this giant blow-up. Co-pilot.
I think that was
Airplane.
That might have been the movie Airplane.
I think it was with Liam Neeson. Excuse me. From the Naked
What's
Gun.
What's his face? The Naked Gun guy.
Not Liam Gallagher. That's the asshole from.
I'm pretty sure that was a documentary.
Was a comedy called Airplane.
One of the stewardesses
did something to the blow up pilot.
She attempted to inflate him.
Yes.
Crotchily. Was there also a Jell-O? Was there a Jell-O mold that was shaking back and forth?
There was a woman's breast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then there was people that were hitting a hysterical.
Yeah.
That might have been the film Airplane.
Really shed some light on violence on board flights.
Was there an inquiry with a child about a Turkish prison?
I know that there was a sick kid that some of the wires got loose.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
You ever see somebody punch a Hare Krishna as they're running through the concourse? You might have seen... Whoa, no!
Situation! His chair just collapsed. His chair just broke.
Okay, it's only the fourth brush with death this week.
It's like death's coming for you, man.
I know, something's going on.
You're in a Final Destination film, and it wants its pound of Jewish flesh. Between falling branches that almost killed you, that chair that made a break for it, your own house is trying to drown you.
Oh, God. Yeah, a texter brings up a good point, but he did it in such a crappy way because that's what you do, you loser texters. They say, what about Sully, you D-bags? He called us D-bags.
What?
Said, what about Sully? Sully Sullenberger. Yeah, no, that's the whole point. Like,
I'm defending pilots.
We were saying we still want them in there, first of all. I don't know why you're calling us D-bags. But right, if there's no pilot...
I want is a
computer and a robot or whatever the hell is going to be up there going to be able to do what Sully did? I don't think so, man. You need somebody at least sitting there to, I don't know. I completely pilotless freaks me out.
Also, what is, you heard in the story that you just did in that 17-minute R. Kelly-length monologue from that spokesperson, that a human error, of all planes that have gone down, what's the ratio of somebody in the cockpit botched it versus mechanical failure that wasn't that pilot's fault? Are you going to have robots work on the planes? You're going to have everything be automated? Because I thought there's been stuff where landing gear didn't deploy, wasn't the pilot's fault. Lightning strike, not the pilot's fault. Hijacking, not the pilot's fault.
What if people hack the planes?
Great point. That's right. They haven't figured out automotive automation yet, where they're just jumping curbs and laying people out. I don't think we're ready to fly the friendly skies with Skynet up in there. Welcome. Please sit in your seat, and a T-800 unit will be by shortly.
Hello, everyone. It's your captain speaking. Today's next stop. Hell.
That's where we're headed, man. Look.
You should have never let me fly this. I'm insane.
It's where we're headed.
News at 6, 7, 8, and 9. Breaking news anytime it feels like breaking. Spiegel, 98 Rock.
Oh, second dose.
What is this, Shaft?
It's a young MC.
Apparently we loaded in some new bets. 90 Rock 24-7 present the Trifecta Food Truck Festival, Baltimore's largest food truck festival with over 40 food trucks plus local music and vendors. Justin going to be taking on Mike in the wrestling ring, wrestling event. It's Saturday, July 28th, Timonium Fairgrounds from noon to 9. And don't worry, all the rain will be gone by then. It seems like... Apparently, we have no pilots that listen to the damn program. Son of a bee.
You mean we're pilotless?
Son of a bee.
I thought we were huge. We got people from NASA.
We got people everywhere.
Local assassins.
Heart surgeons, doctors, lawyers.
Gang members. Local vape kiosk owners. We ain't got one pilot out there. I find that hard to believe. They're probably flying right now and can't hear us. It's so hard to get a signal on the app up there. Unless you have to pay for that Bongo Wi-Fi hotspot. Bongo can kiss my ass.
Somebody writes in and says, brother-in-law works in safety for the FAA, which is the food and... What is the...
Food
Federal
food.
Aviation.
No,
Federal
I was food, aviation. Ass, and avocados.
Yeah, that's
right. My three favorite things to dig into.
Federal Aviation Administration says, we've talked about this before. Outside of takeoff and landing, the plane is completely on autopilot. So we're not far off. But
don't... Keep a pilot up there.
Yes.
Keep a guy that could flip the manual switch and be like, I'm going to take this thing in. RoboCop went insane, and I need to be able to land this thing with my expertise and not trust whatever Google operating system is in there.
I'd be willing to risk no pilots for the extra legroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they shrink the car. Yeah, I think I would. That's how selfish I am.
Somebody's saying they're also referencing these driverless car things that the woman that was killed by the Uber car, whatever it was. And they're saying they already had to put the brakes on that. And now they want to do pilotless planes.
Passenger.
It's coming, though, right? This is the future. We will reach that point at one time where there'll be no driver in your
nothing.
In your taxi
nothing.
Or your Uber. There'll be no driver. There'll be no driver in your plane. There's going to be no more. It will happen.
I trust buses for some reason. If they automated a bus, the Charm City Circulator, I just go up there one day and there's just an old Nintendo Rob the Robot with a cute little hat on piloting that son of a bitch. I'd ride it. Yeah, I'd be safe with it.
A bus seems like it's like in the city and it's, you know, just putting around and it's only going, maybe it can only go like 30 miles an hour or something. I don't know.
You want to take some calls about this coming up out of sports and we'll do this thing tomorrow?
Yeah. Will you fly on a pilotless plane?
Josh, recall the tale. You just did a news, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Well, Airbus says that by 2023, it will have the technology to start replacing some cockpit crews.
Oh, hello there.
Yeah, making planes.
That's my favorite pit.
Making planes pilotless.
What year? 2023?
2023.
Now, if I do math, which I'm not good at, Mike, that's 5 years from now.
That's correct.
That seems alarming.
Now, there's an article in conjunction with this from Wired saying, don't freak out about the possible self-flying planes. Robots are already running the skies.
Oh, my God.
But there's still a human element. I want to see the guy in the uniform. I like knowing that there is a man of or a woman of substance with the hat and his stupid pin and the stripes. Do they have a ranking system? Isn't a made-up branch of the military we've never been told about?
I fought in the Southwest versus United Wars of 86. I like knowing that someone is up there. I don't want to just think there's like a tablet running the thing.
Look, I said this before and I'll say it again. We're reaching a time in our lifetime or in history that none of us have really experienced before, where we're stepping into the next phase of the future and that this is what it's going to be. And I equated it to, let's stick with air travel. The Wright brothers, right? They did that little thing down in Kitty Hawk or wherever the hell it was, and they flew 100 yards.
Yeah.
And then from the minute they flew 100 yards all the way up until now, how much innovation has happened? And throughout the course of that innovation and advancement, how many people have died?
Quite a few.
How many things have gone wrong?
Test pilots out in the
Mojave. Test pilots, Mojave. I mean, just think about the first 20 years of air travel after that little Wright brothers thing. You know how many people must have died?
Yeah.
But we would have never gotten to where we are now without any of that.
Ah, yeah.
So now we have to just keep, you have to keep going, right?
And I guess.
If we're going to get to the point where there's no pilots, it's going to be a little rocky patch here.
I think we would benefit from no pilots because, like I said earlier this hour, the cockpit, we wouldn't need it for the pilots.
Right.
So we shrink the cockpit, mm-hmm. more leg room for passengers. And while we're at it, get rid of security at the airport so that we can pass through faster there as well.
I mean, hell, automate the entire system. No more air stewardesses. We won't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Here, Southwest Airlines, welcome to Chicago, the Windy City. Please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened, seatbacks and tray tables in the full upright airlock position.
Everybody loses their jobs.
Everyone. Just fire everyone and just replace them all with Roombas that have little bowls of peanuts balanced on top of them. I would love that. Just a Roomba scurrying down the aisle. Oh, hey, look, here come the Skittles. And got one. Instead of having somebody up there do their improv set. You're right. I get the point Scott's making that it's the classic, you're not going to make an omelet unless you break a few eggs. And that's what this is. And I think these days we want everything to start pristine immediately.
Right.
It's
not
going to happen.
Not going to happen.
But I guess there's just that other level of comfort knowing that there's a person up there. Run 1,000 flights with nobody in the thing. Just the aircraft.
Just, that's what you have to do.
That's
an empty plane. Work all the bugs out.
The whole thing in different conditions. Fly it in wind. Fly it in cold. Fly it in heat. Fly it in storm-like conditions. And then after you get a nice, big, thick batch, then have the people that invented the damn thing, they fly it. The same way like roller coaster designers will be the first to ride their roller coaster.
Right.
Then have them do it. And then maybe I'll consider it.
I mean, but our kids and our kids' kids, it's going to be common for them.
Oh, you can put my kids in there now. I'm so sorry.
Getting on a plane with no pilot, they're not even going to think twice about it.
No. 410-338-1098. Let's talk to Tyler, Virginia. He was in the Air Force. Shout out. What's up, Tyler?
Hey. Morning, right. Josh. Morning, Justin.
Good
morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was in the Air Force for 6 years with pilots and UAV sensor operators. Most of the time, if they're automated like that, there is an operator standing by just in case the weather gets bad or something happens, mechanical error or something like that.
Now, you know what I'd feel comfortable with, and Tyler, would you agree or disagree? Let's say the plane's automated. There's no pilot up there. I wouldn't mind there being able to be some sort of manual override on the ground to where some dude could just steer this thing in like a drone.
That's almost exactly what happens. Typically speaking, like if it's on especially a recon mission, there's not anybody operating that. It's on a set path. Unless they see something out of the ordinary, they can put the switch take over.
And you said you're in the Air Force, and I apologize if you already said, were you a pilot yourself or you just worked alongside them?
No, just worked alongside.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, I hear the occasional pilot has a bit of a God complex. Is that true?
That's a bit of an understatement, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, I've heard, thank you for the call, brother. Thank you for your service. That certain like fighter pilots, which, by the way, if I flew an F-22 Raptor and had a kill count.
Oh, yeah, and you step out of that plane.
I wear a cape to Qdoba that says I've shot down 3 MiGs. You get sick of my Ric Flair robe. Let's talk to Jamie in South Carolina. What's up? You listening to South Kakalaki right now?
Yeah, man. I got stranded here a couple years ago working on getting back home to you guys. But in the meantime, I listen to you guys on TuneIn Radio, man.
All right. How do you get stranded for a couple of years?
Well, hey, man, it was an unfortunate flu of freaking finances and stuff, dude. So, hey, it's just temporary setbacks, gotcha. Man. I'm not crying about it.
We're going to start you a GoFundMe to get your ass back up here.
Let's get him back up.
Hey, man, go for it, bro. Yeah, I'm going to slow you down.
I love it.
What's your comment?
Yeah, dude, I was just saying, man, apparently TuneIn's actually behind on the schedule of like what you guys are currently talking about. So I thought you guys were still talking about the different trades and skill sets and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm not an office type of guy, dude. It's like Thorsey. You stick me in an office.
Oh, no. Wow. Something's going on with his connection.
What the hell just happened there?
I don't know. I was listening, and then the next thing happened, and then my finger touched the button. Let's go to Eddie in Annapolis. Eddie, good morning. Talking about whether or not you would fly on an automated airplane.
There's absolutely no way. I was in the Navy for a long time and being a pilot, and they've talked about doing this a lot in the military just to save lives and do whatever. But a commercial airliner, there's at least going to be one pilot on an airplane at all times. There's no way that they could make that happen. It's a safety of flight thing. Think about what happened at the Southwest airplane going into Philly the couple months ago. There's just too many things that could happen, and then you got to run things past the co-pilot. Now I can see if there's a computer up that's actually doing stuff that can run checklists for you and do other good stuff, but two people and maybe one in a computer, they always have to be there. It's just the way they call it, crew resource management. It's the way it's always going to be. Okay. They're never going to get rid of anything.
Great call.
Yeah, very good call. Very good call. God, yeah. God bless that man. Pilot and Navy, that's badass. Yeah, you don't want to get a Jamie Foxx in stealth situation where the lightning strikes the drone and it becomes self-aware and it just starts attacking stuff. Let's go to Shelly in Parkton. Shelly, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to make the point that I would like a Sully or that pilot lady that was flying the plane when that woman got sucked out, on board. Somebody that can think on their feet, not just a computer.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. I want thank someone you. That's going to be able to make split-second decisions.
Let me grab a lozenge.
Yeah, but what about more leg room for the passenger?
Okay, I know you went to the leg room, and I want leg room also, but have you ever thought about what would happen if that thing just decides to get all willy-nilly, go self-aware? Passenger number 7542, Spiegel, Josh, your chair will now auto-recline. Your chair will now auto-recline. They just start swinging chairs back without even telling you. You don't want that. Let's go to, all kinds of pilots. Hell yeah, I knew we had pilots that listen. Let's talk to Colin in Baltimore. You are a pilot, sir?
Morning, yes I am.
I don't believe it.
I believe this guy. I believe you.
I can send you a picture of my pilot's license if you want.
Please do. 410-33.
Okay, we'll do. We'll hang up.
What do you fly?
Just S-172s, 182s, nothing huge.
How many hours you got up there?
A little bit of a
tune. 127.
Sensing a tone.
Yeah. I'm not exactly the most experienced pilot, but I mean, I fly, so.
All right. Good. Okay, so, well, we'll take
sure
it.
I would want to fly with you. You sound a little angry.
Ouch.
So you wouldn't get in one of these things?
No. I mean, as trustworthy as, electronics are nowadays, I mean, if automated cars are crashing, I don't really trust automated planes, to be quite honest with you.
How often do you tell people you're a pilot? You do it all the time.
You see, I
well,
I've
worked
lot,
up
actually,
a real pilot's hunger today, so I'm thinking about getting a meatball marinara. Yay!
Oh, we're having fun with you.
You're a turd.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, I love you. Thank you for calling. We knew we had pilots. By the way, 127 hours? There's 168 hours in a week. Check back in when you've crested 500.